Saturday on Lifetime, Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart premieres. And she is the executive producer and on the phone. Great movie, Toni. Great movie.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys.
Wonderful movie.
Man, what a great movie. We learned so much from the movie.
Yeah.
I didn't know Unbreak My Heart was supposed to be for Anita Baker.
Celine Dion.
And you didn't like it when they first presented it to you.
You know, it's not that I didn't like it. I was trying to change my image and do some younger hip. I was only like 25, 26. I was trying to do songs that reflected my age. It's not that I didn't like it. Like I said, I just didn't love it.
Right. You know, a lot of people didn't know what I learned from the movie, Toni. This is Sherry Shepherd. Hey, baby. What I learned was when you filed the bankruptcy, I remember hearing about that. And so many people were talking about that you overspent and had, you know, the Gucci silverware and yada yada. I didn't know that you won for a lot of artists who had really bad contracts and they wouldn't let you talk about it for 10 years. You couldn't clear your name.
I couldn't for 10 years. I was dying inside. But now I feel vindicated because I can at least talk about it. And I found out, I'm finding now, it really doesn't even matter. You know, I won, but I got to help a lot of other artists. Even though in silence, it's about paying it forward.
Your movie, Unbreak My Heart, is such a great cautionary tale for people, young people wanting to get into the business and to see all of these things that you have to be on the lookout for. Even today, Toni, having seen you and other artists go through this and people say, oh, I know. But they're so anxious to get ahead. They don't, you know, look at the fine print and do all the due diligence that they have to do. And I think that you have really opened a lot of eyes, and you will on Saturday night with this movie.
Well, thanks so much. But you know what, to be fair, even about the business, like every other artist, we all sound lousy deals when you first start. Every artist, so they'll go to the next person. But it didn't reflect my record sales once I established myself. It's like you taking a job and prove yourself. You work hard, you work overtime, and you think you're going to get that raise, and you don't get the raise. It's kind of that kind of situation.
And also your personal life. I mean, you expose so much of your life in your words and everything, but this movie is going to take it to another level because you just don't think of anybody who has such a great career and what's really going on the inside. And you really opened yourself up, and I commend you for that because that could not have been easy.
And family played a large part. Can you explain your family?
No, I cannot. I cannot. But, you know, we love each other very, very much. I mean, people see it on Braxton Family Values, and people have asked, is it real? Like, the show is so accurate. But what's great about my family, even though we fight sometimes, we fight hard, but we love harder.
Yeah.
And they're my support, and we're always there for each other.
How did they feel about the people who betrayed them?
They were actually okay. Their personalities were just like my sister's. Aesthetics were challenging because my family looked like no one else.
They all looked alike,
like no one else. But they felt really good about it. Tamar said something about her girl playing her, but in the end, she felt okay. I'm just teasing. She is pretty good.
She did.
She was like, I don't do all that. Like, girl, yes, you do.
Do you hear yourself?
You know,
Sherry and I want to know about the guy that played Carrie. What was that audition like?
Oh, he was fine.
You know, didn't he look like?
Oh my
yes,
gosh,
he did. He looked like your Carrie. Husband.
Yeah, especially back in the day. They did a really great job with the casting. You know, it was hard for me to get that involved. I said, give me the last three. The last three you pick, and I will make a decision from that. It's hard to be objective when you see yourself and your family.
I love the love story with your husband, with Carrie. A lot of people didn't know about that love story with you and
it was pretty deep.
Okay, my favorite line from the movie. Come on out of there, I'm gonna cut it off.
Yeah, my mom. Oh my God, Melissa Morgan was incredible.
Debbie Morgan,
Debbie Morgan. She's gonna kill me. Melissa Morgan. Morgan's a singer.
Unbreak My Heart.
I love you.
The biopic of Toni Braxton premieres Saturday night on Lifetime. You need to see this movie.
Congratulations, Toni.
Congratulations. Got to be there at the top. You got 3 minutes to make it there on time.